Canmore. The Canmore Eagles welcomed back defenseman Ryan Nolan and goaltender Matthew Keeper at the trade deadline, two familiar faces in the locker room that will strengthen the defensive zone. Having suited up for the local Junior A hockey club previously, the pair were reassigned to Canmore from their Western Hockey League, WHL, teams, respectively. After the acquisitions, the local club dealt rookie goaltender John McPherson to the Golden Rockets of the KIJHL for future considerations at the Jan. 9 trade deadline. "I think it gives us a real solid back end, goaltenders and defense out," said Andrew Milne, head coach and general manager of the Eagles, of the newest additions. "We talk about it a lot. You win championships with D, so we're going to be very comfortable with that back end once we get everyone in the lineup." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Canmore Eagles AJHL, at Canmore Eagles. Nolan had 2 points in 16 games with the Kamloops Blazers this season. The 20-year-old blueliner from Calgary, who has been on 3 WHL teams, played 37 games for the club last season, scoring 3 goals and 8 points. Keeper had a record of 5-2-1 on the Swift current Broncos before being sent down to Canmore. In November, the 19-year-old netminder from Winnipeg played 4 games for the Eagles, before he was traded in a different deal from the Blazers to the Broncos. With the addition of Keeper, the team levels up in experience between the pipes and gives a solid improvement behind number one option Matthew Mullen. Keeper said he is happy to return to the club. "I'm thankful for the coaching staff wanting me to come back and play for them this second half, and I'm excited to be playing in front of all the Eagles fans," said Keeper. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Canmore Eagles AJHL, at Canmore Eagles. With 3 goalies, McPherson, 18, became the odd man out and was traded so the Eagles could have their roster at the 25-player maximum. McPherson went 3-7-1 with the Eagles, with a .865 save percentage. Throughout the season, the Eagles have fallen back on defense when scoring has run dry. With new formats for the regular season and playoffs, where more travel and additional back-to-backs have come up, the Eagles' newest pickups provide depth in those defensive spots for the long haul. "The travel could add up," said Milne. "The amount of games played in back-to-back scenarios was going to be hard on some of our top guys, so for us, it just gave us depth and we added 2 pretty good pieces to the puzzle without having to give anything up, and I think that was a big part of what it is." The top 14 teams will qualify for the 2023-24 AJHL playoffs, tentatively starting March 8. What's different is every team is now playing in one conference, as opposed to two, North, South, with the top-seeded team playing the bottom-seeded team, and so forth. The top 2-seeded teams will have a first-round bye. The Eagles currently sit 12th. The local club's next game is Wednesday, January 17, at the Fenlands Banff Recreation Center against the Grande Prairie Storm. Pick drop is 7 p.m.